must treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney broadcasting live from Philadelphia. Boy, do we have a jam-packed hour in store for you, including the latest on our favorite wiener. Get it? I'm poor in the joke department, I know it. We're going to talk to Stephen Shohet from Hollywood, James Arness passing away, Gunsmoke. If you're a Western fan, you know that his name is synonymous with that long-running television show. If you're like 19 years old, you're like, Gunsmoke? What are you talking about, Gunsmoke? I watched Wild West, the movie version, with Will Smith. It's a throwback. It really is a throwback television show that still exists. If you go on to TV land, you'll see it. So we look forward to that. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Plus, once again, Robo Apocalypse. Oh, we have books to give away. More reasons to stick close and get ready to dial. That's coming up as well. But first, as I said, broadcasting live from Philadelphia. If you've listened to my show at all, you know that I grew up a stone's throw away from Philly, just over the bridge in New Jersey in Cherry Hill. And my beloved Philadelphia Phillies, I had a chance to go and see them out at Citizens Bank Ballpark. And unfortunately, they didn't perform for me. In fact, here's what it sounded like.
Now the 1-0 to Kemp. Swinging a high fly ball to right field. It's way back at the wall. Dominic Brown looks up, and it is gone. It's a home run. Matt Kemp with his 17th home run of the year, a two-run shot over the auxiliary scoreboard. And the Dodgers take a 6-2 lead.
Yeah, Matt Kemp nailed it shut. That was all she wrote, those two runs the Dodgers put up in the eighth inning. I think all of you can relate to that. If you're listening to me in Connecticut, in Illinois, in Vermont, in Michigan, Florida, Texas, you know when, as a nation, we are so mobile and a lot of us live far from our families. When you go home, there are certain things that you like to see and do. And as I said, if you've listened to me, you know that I'm a huge Philadelphia Phillies fan. So for my going home, I was going to work in a Phillies game, and my mother and her friend took me to a Phillies game, and sure enough, they kvetched during the entire game, typical Philly fans, and I watched as everything unraveled. In fact, I want you to share with me what you do when you go home, when you go back home. What is it, that one thing that you want to do? But that's coming up later during this show. Right at the top, though, I mention the ongoing soap opera of Congressman Anthony Weiner, who is not going to get a break in this thing. This is all we talked about on a previous show, and it is the water cooler buzz across America. Should the congressman call it quits, just resign? For all the myriad of reasons that we talked about before, including, you know, really, is this somebody that you want to represent you? Guy who's sending strangers hundreds of sexy emails. And then crotch shots, of course, to the college girl on the West Coast. And we don't want to beat a dead horse and relive this over and over again, because I think we really hashed it out and did a good job of talking about the congressman and what should have happened, what did happen, and ultimately where this is all headed. One thing's for certain. Comedians and marketing people who know a little bit about creating what I call that WC have jumped all over the Weiner thing. I was reading earlier in the day as I was trapped in the airport because I missed a plane and ended up kind of like Tom Hanks in the movie The Terminal. I was there for 5 hours, and a pilot was nice enough to sneak me into the Ambassador's Club so I could sit in a cushy chair anyway and kind of lay my head down. But as I was there and I was researching and talking to people and reading the paper, Spirit Airlines, I found out, really is jumping all over Congressman Wiener's woes. They're calling their latest promotion the Big Wiener Sale. And what they have on the site, it says Wiener Sale, $9 with fares too hard to resist. Hurry to book now before, this is the tagline, hurry to book now before this sale gets hacked. Do you love that? And, I mean, clearly, we know that this is all about the congressman who admitted to sending those photos of himself and carrying on and all these relationships with these different girls who he, by the way, did not have sex with those six women that we know of. So, Spirit's using the scandal brilliantly, I might add, for what's now happened with the transgressions of the congressman to get some attention for their summer airfare sales, kind of stealing a page out of Southwest Airlines book. That's, you know, that's what they do so often and do so well. So they do have these fares, $9 each way. I'm sure that's a gimmicky thing and there's something to it. But Wienergate is playing all over the place. It really is. Another thing that's happened at the top as we kind of scatter shoot here to set up the menu for you is the temperatures across the states. The heat wave that we're experiencing is something to be reckoned with. In fact, Matt Johnson says at our own mothership, the GCN network, it's kind of was wreaking a little havoc with the folks there. Matt, what happened? Because in the Twin Cities, you got up to like 102.
It was actually 103, which causes kind of a problem in the studio, and we have a lot of equipment around. And you got to have the AC working double time, and we're having some power surges here and there. We had to have the battery backups going, but they weren't responding quickly enough, so we're losing power to some of our connections. It's kind of a disastrous day, and I'm ready to leave.
I don't blame you. And are they predicting those temperatures to continue to rise next couple of days?
It started yesterday, and we hit like 101 or 102 maybe yesterday, and it hit 103 today. But tomorrow it's supposed to start cooling off. But, I mean, as of right now, it's a very chilly 89 degrees compared to what it was before.
Wow. Well, I feel Matt's pain. Some of you may relate. Let me tell you about some of the other records that were set in Milwaukee, 97, in Green Bay, Wisconsin, 96, Wichita, Kansas, 101, St. Louis, Missouri, woo, up to a balmy 96. For all you folks listening to us in Memphis, Tennessee, 98 degrees. But Minneapolis wins the award for being hotter than hell, 103 degrees, like Matt said, hottest since July 31st of 1988.
And it was so hot we had roads buckling, too. We actually have some sound about that as well.
The pavement expands with the heat and with the humidity, and it needs a place to move. When it can't do it, when those joints are locked up, it will break where the concrete is weak.
And when a road is buckling because of the heat, it really is time to jump on those Wienergate fares, I think.
And it was
Spirit Airlines.
It was happening on major freeways that are going right through downtown Minneapolis, and lanes were closed off. It was not a good couple of days around here.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, coming up on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight as we continue to broadcast live from Philadelphia. The latest scam, I think it's a scam that's being perpetrated across the nation as far as eye scanners are concerned. Join me on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Since 2007, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government have injected as much as $20 trillion into the economies of the world, and yet the globe's economies continue to contract. Our government is borrowing $58,000 per second. If they stop spending, the economy collapses. If they continue spending, the economy collapses. And if they raise interest rates, the economy collapses. Prepare now. Call Ready Reserve Foods and put your plan together with quality, storable food. Ready Reserve Foods has been in business canning the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. We control the quality from start to finish with double enameled nitrogen-packed cans for maximum shelf life. Choose from a variety of pre-selected packages or customize your own plan and order exactly what you need. Call today for a free catalog at 800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Friends who hang on to game tickets. Let me tell you, if it's an average game, or like the game that I went to where the Dodgers kicked the rear end of the Phillies 6-2, you want to throw those tickets away. The man who knows all about what things are worth, Harry Rinker, joins us now in America Tonight. Hey, Harry, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. And I'll tell you one thing of quick advice here. Don't save any Sarah Palin for president stuff.
It's not going to be worth anything, huh?
You know what? You'd be a long line of people who ran for the presidency and didn't make it. Yeah. Nobody collects the losers.
Yeah. All right, some good advice.
No, it is very interesting. I mean, historically, for the political collectors, there are people that, you know, during a presidential campaign, and we're talking about the campaign for the president, the political item collectors will focus on both sides of the race, although clearly most people will focus on the winners. I mean, you talk about, you know, what are the hot collectibles? Well, you know, JFK stuff is hot. Now Reagan stuff is getting hot, mainly because the generation that grew up with that election looks back on it very fondly. I mean, come on, I've got kids in my classes now in college that grew up in the 21st century. You can't even tell me who Bill Clinton is, but then again, there's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, if you did have that blue dress, that might be worth something.
Hey, listen, the cigars, that's where all the money is.
Man, no kidding. So political buttons and that kind of thing, if it's a winner or somebody that's suddenly hot, like you mentioned Reagan, that could be worth something.
Well, actually, interestingly enough, one of the more interesting political buttons is Harry Truman ran for, I forget what it was, not garbage collector, but some obscure office in Missouri before he became president. And some buttons from that election survived, and they're in the thousands of dollars. So I mean, if you can get predictable about some of these guys, maybe some of their local elections or first election buttons may have some value. Although I wouldn't buy any save any wiener for mayor of New York buttons either at the moment.
Yeah, touche. Absolutely. Every single time you come on, I always take your temperature on where are things headed with collectibles. And lately, you've been pretty positive about it. What do
you
think?
Well, actually, I have to tell you, we're all watching again the current economy. I mean, there's no question that values in the antiques and collectibles field, especially in the resale market, are geared to the economy. And every time we think things are turning around and improving, voila, along comes some external force, whether it's the current economic situation or whatever, that says, my gosh, are we as low as possible in our field? Can it go much lower? Now, I have to tell you, I had an exciting time the last weekend in May 28th, over Memorial Day weekend. I went over to Chicago to a market called the Randolph Street Market in Chicago. It's held the last Saturday of every month, starting, I think, in April through October. And I have to tell you, I think I saw the future of our business over there. I have never seen so many young people. Now, young people, young couples, families at a market. But what was astonishing was that the bulk of the stuff was post-1945 stuff, modernist stuff, a lot of it being sold for decorative purposes. But a sense of excitement, outsider art, some modern contemporary crafts. But there was a crowd, and people were buying. I also had a chance about a month or so prior to that to go over to my favorite antique mall in Chicago called BAM, the Broadway Antique Mall, which is a modernist mall. In fact, while I was there, I was interviewed for a blog in the Chicago area. And the kid says, how do you know so much about all this stuff? And I said, son, look around you. I was born for all this stuff in this market. So it's... Well, no, actually, while we're on that subject, I mean, this is, for those of us that have been around the trade as long as I have and have seen all the trends, just today, in fact, I did a blog for Ruby Lane. That's one of the internet storefront sites. And what I blogged about was I just got the catalogs from David Rago. Now, Dave Rago is a great dealer in Lambertville, New Jersey, Rago Auctions over there, and he does modernist sales. Well, I got two catalogs, and a catalog and a half were on post-1950 stuff. And to my, I don't want to say shock, that would be too liberal, but to my surprise, there was stuff in the catalogs from the 80s, 90s, and up to 2005. And, well, you know what, here it is, 2011, right? And one of the things that is happening is styles don't stay in style for a decade anymore. You know, they turn every 2, 3, 4 years. So here we are in 2011, and we've got some decorating trends and fashion designs from the end of the 20th, the early part of the 20th century that aren't around anymore, and people are collecting them. And this is one of the things, too, that I found in Chicago. It's all about the designer, the designer, the designer. But what's happened is that you've had a number of museums like the Corning Museum of Glass that have started to do shows on the secondary and tertiary designers of the late 20th and early part of the 20th century. And what they've done with these exhibits is give collectors a checklist of names. You know, these are people that, you know, are going to be collectible in the future. These are the people that, you know, are the leading designers of the era. And all of a sudden, young people have said, hey, that's neat stuff. And so they're starting to buy it. So it's fun for me to see this. It's a little disheartening. And then of course, what's even more fun for me is here I am now, as you know, in Kentwood, Michigan, right? I moved here at the end of January. And who should be right down the road but in Holland, Michigan, but my good friends Herman Miller. And so what did I do but open David Rago's, well, of course, Grand Rapids, I might add, at Whittakum and a number of other very important furniture manufacturers here in this city as well. And so here I do, I'm opening the catalog, and I'm seeing a lot of the modernist furniture from the 50s and 60s, and there is Herman Miller and Whittakum and other Grand Rapids stuff. And I'm thinking, well, okay, good. Maybe I ought to go see if I can can find some people that worked in the factory and took it home.
So it's exciting, the stuff that you're finding, both from Randall and
it's exciting to see something like Randolph Street. Now, the contrast to that, Kate, was I went over to Ann Arbor at the end of May as well, and suppose there was this famous Ann Arbor or Antiques Market that was supposed to be an antique show outdoors. And at its height, in the glory days, it filled 7 buildings at the fairgrounds plus 8 tents outside. Went over, there were 3.5 buildings and 1 tent outside, and the stuff in the tent outside was absolute junk. And it was like all of this great legendary market that I've heard about my entire career. I go over there, and it's just like in the pits. And not likely to get out either, because once a show starts going down like that, it's finished. So, you know, legends die, legends arise. But, again, with Randolph Street in Chicago, if any of your listeners are ever in Chicago the last weekend of the month, by God, go over to Randolph Street Market. It's on Randolph Street in the, I think it's about the 1800, 1900 block of Randolph Street, right off of downtown. It's exciting.
I'm dying to go there now that you've talked that up to us.
But you're going back east here, kiddo.
I'm already back east, so absolutely, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't go to any Phillies game right now. They were winning ways or in a little jeopardy here.
Yeah, of course,
I haven't heard the Yankees-Red Sox game score for tonight, so what can I tell you?
The Red Sox were ahead the last time I checked.
Oh, boo hiss to you.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry to be
bad
news.
Well, if the Yankees could beat the Red Sox, they'd be 6 games ahead right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You can tell, obviously, we're baseball fans. It's funny.
We love to collect baseball memorabilia.
Absolutely.
That's another plus. I got just to change the subject a little bit, but it's always fun to talk about baseball memorabilia, talking about don't throw out those tickets to the bad games. I actually saw the Detroit Yankees game here, got over to the stadium in Detroit and had a look at that stadium for the first time. Although, what I really did was that they have a single-A team here in Grand Rapids called the Whitecaps, and one of the most gorgeous minor league fields I've ever seen in my life.
Really? I haven't seen that.
I have to tell you, you know, this is the fun of that summer sport, you know, is getting out and understanding how deeply entrenched it is in the population. Again, you know, it's kind of funny because as I was walking through the Whitecap Stadium, there was tons of Whitecap memorabilia shirts and stuff. I'm thinking, who collects this minor league stuff? You know, you almost never see it in sports auctions or anything like that. On the other hand, so many famous players come up through the minor leagues that, you know, if you get smart enough to identify the stars and get them to sign stuff, it should have value down the pike.
Yeah, that's one of the best things you said. Absolutely. That's a high value, I think, if you can pick them out, get it as they're moving along. Harry, we'll see you in another 2 weeks here on America.
Yeah,
tonight. Thank you.
Tell your listeners, send your questions to me at harrylrinker@aol.com. Just...
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow was made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Gunsmoke, or at least have heard their parents or grandparents talk about it. I mentioned it at the top of the show. Gunsmoke ran for 20 years. And if you watched it at all, you certainly know Marshall Matt Dillon. James Arness passing away, an actor who absolutely had done other work, but was best known for portraying the Marshall, Matt Dillon, in this long-running, very popular television show. So who do we turn to whenever we're talking about stuff like this in Hollywood? We have him on each and every week. Stephen Shohet, were you a Gunsmoke fan?
You know, I appreciate it because it was so successful. It got about 40 Westerns on the air at the same time, including the Western that I really love, which was Bonanza. I have to say I wasn't quite as big of a fan of Gunsmoke as I was of Bonanza, but you know, if it wasn't for Gunsmoke's success, you know, you might not have seen those other shows. So in that sense, I'm a big fan.
Yeah. Tell me the story about James Arness. How did he end up getting this role?
Okay, well, James Arness, of course, a World War II veteran, got injured, shot at the Battle of Anzo, Purple Heart, came out of the war, had a radio career going, came out to Hollywood on a whim, had some luck with some movies, and then he happened to have a meeting with John Wayne, who was looking for new actors to sign for his production company, and John Wayne said, "Do you drink?" And he decided to tell tell the truth? He said, yes, I do. And then John Wayne really liked that. So, you know, he really liked James Arness. He signed him to a contract. He appeared in a couple of movies with John Wayne, like Jim McClane and Hondo. And then, it, you know, the Gunsmoke was a radio show that was going to be turned into a TV show by CBS. And the man who played him on the radio, William Conrad, unfortunately for him, was considered too obese to play that part, which would involve physical work. And so James Arness was contacted, and he was told by people in the movie business, don't do it. You know, your movie career is going great. You don't want to get stuck in a television show. It's a step down. But then John Wayne contacted him. Now, there were two different stories, and the first one's more colorful, but it's probably not true. John Wayne supposedly was offered the role, told the producers, no, I'm a movie star, I don't do TV, but I'll get you somebody. Took James Arness out, got him roaring drunk, and kept saying, you're going to sign the contract. And Arness said, no, I'm not. And finally he got him so drunk he signed, and that's how he got the role. But, you know, the more accurate story probably is that John Wayne called James Arness and told him, look, you should do this, because this is what I did in the 1930s. I was in all these low-budget westerns, and I worked constantly, and I learned my craft, and it'll be a great stepping stone for you. And that's really what convinced James Arness to go into it. And, of course, not only did it turn out to be a stepping stone, it turned out to be about a 40-year career, because after the 20 years of Gunsmoke went off, and there were also TV movies that followed it. And you know, James Arness came in, and he was really working with some talented people there. I mean, Dennis Weaver, for example, you know, who played Chester, was obviously a great actor. And Milburn Stone, who played the Doc, he was the big key to that show, because he actually grew up in a frontier town, and while he didn't live in the 1870s when Gunsmoke was taking place, he was able to be around some old-timers who recounted what it was like back then. And so anything that was authentic, Milburn Stone would go to the producers and say, hey, we have to get this right. And James Arness felt a little bit overwhelmed. I mean, he was doing 15 pages a day. They were bringing in some great co-stars, and he felt that he was inadequate being acted off the screen, and he had never really gotten acting training before, and so he went to get a little coaching so he could handle it. I'll just say a quick thing. One time, James Arness, as the show went on, he started to lighten things up and do funny things on the set, and it got to the point where he and Milburn Stone would start laughing every time they were around each other, and it got to the point where they couldn't do scenes together. So what would happen is they would do close-ups, and somebody would be on the side feeding them the lines, but they had to make sure they weren't on set for at the same time, otherwise they would never get through the scene without breaking up.
Yeah. We're speaking with Stephen Shohat, of course, the man behind the book Hollywood Stories. Stephen, we're going to call you back because we're having a few little technical difficulties. We've had crazy weather in Minnesota, so who knows if that has anything to do with it, with the crazy heat. So we're going to let you slip off for a quick second, and then we're going to have you join us on the flip side here in a minute. And we're talking with Stephen about Gunsmoke, the popularity, of course, of Gunsmoke, and really his fascinating story, how he admitted that he was a drinker, and that didn't matter. He still got the gig. So, you know, that didn't seem to matter. In fact, it probably endeared him a lot more, and ultimately, look what it led to. Stephen, in talking about James Arness and his career, and the guy, when you look at his old movie photos too, was a handsome guy. He was 6'6". My goodness, that's pretty tall for an actor, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, and it gave him great authority in his parts, and especially, of course, as Matt Dillon. And he never really was a leading man in movies, you know. He pretty much once he got into television, that really became his whole thing. And of course, he'd go out in public and make public appearances with Matt, you know, as Matt Dillon, you know, there were, obviously he wasn't that person, but that's what people really identified with him, even though, you know, he even though he had other, you know, other parts that he played as well. But I mean, like one time he went to a prison, the Folsom prison, the same prison that Johnny Cash performed at. And he was asked to walk through all these, you know, tough guys, and he felt like a fool. He said, oh, here I am, this phony TV lawman. And he was walking along, and sure enough, everybody was laughing. And he thought, oh, my gosh, they're laughing at me. This is humiliating. Well, what they were laughing at was one of the convicts was imitating Dennis Weaver's character, Chester, and limping along. And he heard this voice that said, Mr. Dillon, Mr. Dillon, you know, and it just cracked up the convicts. And, James Arness had a good laugh about it, too.
Yeah. Who do you think, I guess besides James Arness, who else was super popular that he was close with that there are stories about from Gunsmoke days?
Well, he was popular with you know, all the actors. I mean, he and Dennis Weaver got along splendidly, and then Dennis Weaver left the show after a long time, 9 years. And then Ken Curtis came along and played Festus, and he, you know, he got along well with him too. Amanda Blake, who played Kitty, I mean, that, you know, there was always a mysterious thing because the writers knew that she was a prostitute, but then, you know, they had to really tone that down for television. And so they changed her character and made her into a saloon keeper instead. And after a while, Amanda Blake got really unhappy about the show. Now, she was there for 19 years, but she decided to leave because she said, you know, I'm becoming a whiner, a complainer, you know, I'm becoming a person I don't want to be. But, you know, she said they all got along. She said her favorite person on the show was Milburn Stone. He seemed to be the most popular one. But James Arness got along well with everybody, too. So, I mean, James Arness said in the early days of that show, the key was how well the four characters got along. I mean, Amanda Blake used to joke, we're the only show on TV where we spend a half an hour saying hello to everybody in a saloon. And then later on, when it became an hour show, they changed direction and made it more of an anthology piece where the main characters appeared a little bit less and the guest stars, prominent guest stars like Betty Davis, started going on the show. And so it's an amazing run, 20 years. Now, part of the reason that it ran that long was because William Paley, the head of CBS, was the one who originally came up with it. He wanted to do a Philip Marlowe in the West, and that's what led to the creation of the radio show Gunsmoke. And every time somebody would try and cancel it, William Paley would say, no, Gunsmoke's going on again. And so it just kept going and going and going. And, you know, it might still have been going if the new management hadn't come in 1975 and decided to cancel it abruptly.
Yeah. Do you think we'll ever see, you know, now it's all cops and you see Charlie's Angels and the hospital shows. Will we ever see a series like Gunsmoke again? Will we go back to the Western?
Yeah, I think so. I think everything, you know, I mean, Hollywood is all about repeats and sequels. I mean, you know, they've been trying to make the Rockford Files again. It's just a question of getting the right cast and the right chemistry. And you know, things like that have a recognizable name. I mean, it's still, Gunsmoke and reruns is still an amazingly popular show. I mean, in fact, James Arness, the last couple of years of his life, actually got to watch a lot of the shows that he never saw. And he said, you know, I absolutely love watching Gunsmoke. You know, that Amanda Blake was really good. But I think it appeals to more people than him. So definitely I think we'll see Westerns at some point.
Yeah. Always a pleasure, Stephen Showhead, Hollywood Stories. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. HollywoodStories.com is the website.
Yeah, check it out. Coming up around the bend as we head to the exit of this hour. Anyway, your chance to win an amazing new book. Hang with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
The mailbag. A lot of you still talking about Congressman Wiener and how he tried to dupe America. Most of you, gotta say, think he needs to go, other than our friend Trey, our horse friend in Kentucky, who thinks we need to just let it all drop and doesn't understand what all the fuss is about. Trey, you're pretty much on your own island if you're listening to America Tonight right now, because so many others think that he just needs to resign. And that was overwhelmingly a lot of the email. And we're going to head there in just a few seconds. But before we do that, I am so excited about this. So excited. You know, we've been talking about it for a while now. Robopocalypse. It's in stores from Doubleday. Welcome to the future, your history. If you call in now at 800-259-5791, you will win your very own copy of the book and actually qualify to win the grand prize, the coveted Robo Sapien from Wowie. Robo Sapien is more than a mechanical companion. He's a multifunctioning, thinking, feeling robot with attitude. Visit wowie.com, http://, you know this. Wowie.com. Very easy. Just Wowie.com. For details on this and other Wowie robotic products. So, yeah, light up those phone lines, 800-259-5791. Let's head to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. Topping, like I said, I mean, overflowing. It's about the congressman. This is from Deke in Vermont. Yo, Kate, I have to say I've listened to some of that compelling radio the other night about Congressman Wiener. And I cannot believe anybody thinks the guy shouldn't resign. Forget whether or not he's a scumbag and what he did to his wife and whether or not she knew what was going on. But is this a person you want to represent you? How much of his mind is being wasted thinking about all these young girls that he's hitting up through Facebook or Twitter? That's the big question. How can he even focus on what he's doing? All right, Deke. Yeah, that's what I said. He's obviously, it's a major distraction because he's busy and he's running around and he is so well-liked and jumped on a lot of television shows weekly and was talking about health care. In fact, he really pushed for the whole public option thing. That was where he was hanging his hat, on the very liberal end of this spectrum, and it was sought after on talk and talk radio and television shows, the cable shows and whatnot, and went and did a lot of shows. So as he was doing that and, you know, building his credibility with a lot of people and was thought to be a rising star in the Democratic Party, somebody who could maybe even run for president one day, but certainly had a crack at mayor of New York, is, I think, now toast politically. And how can he focus on what he's doing? Deke's right. If he has all these other distractions where he's trying to, carve out some quiet time at Starbucks so he can Facebook some people, or when he runs home, I don't get it. All right, this one is from Mary, listening to us in Missouri. Kate, it's been a long time since I emailed the show, but rest assured I am listening. I saw something today about the Republicans demanding that Congressman Wiener step down. How delicious for the GOP that something like this should happen, although I don't blame them for jumping on it. I'm a lifelong Democrat, and even I am disgusted by what's happened. If I lived in New York, I would be furious, and I would not want this man to represent me again. I would campaign actively to see that he didn't represent me. Yeah, you know, that's the question. She has a point. Would you want him to do it? It's just like what Deke was saying. Would you want him to represent you in the next election? Because he's got another election coming up. I think he's lost the credibility. I think he's lost the trust of his constituents because of the excuse thing, too. One thing about New Yorkers, if you just give it to them straight. I mean, I'll give you an example. This isn't about sexting, but Andy Pettit and the steroids, he just came clean. Okay, this is what happened. Oh, gee, shucks, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. I hope I didn't hurt the fans. And he went on to earn millions more after that. Roger Clemens would never cop to it, still isn't copping to it, is going on trial because of possibly lying to Congress. Did he perjure himself? And Congressman Wiener, same thing. He says he was hacked, it's a hoax, all that other stuff. And then he comes out and finally makes it real. And he has to because people are speaking out, the women that he sent stuff to. So, you know, not to be cynical, but the timing was interesting. By the way, the Republican Party chairman says that Wiener should resign after admitting to, I love this word, sexually charged online relationships with several women. And, of course, the big thing, the lying. So Rince Priebus, of course, is going to jump on it. He's the head of the Republican Party. And he said in his statement that either Pelosi and the Democratic chairwoman, who is Debbie Wasserman Schultz, believe that members of Congress are held to different standards, or they believe the congressman's actions demand his departure from the House. So he's trying to lay it on their doorstep. clearly people are in, you know, intrigued or talking about or the never-ending jokes on Congressman Wiener just keep on coming. Here's one last one because we've got probably about 15 more on Wiener. And this one comes to us from Jake, who listens to us in Austin and frequently emails the show. Kate, let's cut through the crap. Wiener was wrong. He needs to get booted. Why are the Democrats sitting on their hands? Why are they not forcing this guy to get out of the way? Don't they realize how damaging this is? How big of a blow do you think it is for the Dems? Now, here's the thing, Jake. Sure, it's a blow to the Democrats, but look at Senator Enthin from Nevada, Republican. I mean, it's tit for tat. You can go back in the history of scandals, political scandals, and you can pull out some Republicans, certainly, too. And Wiener's not running for president. So does it hurt Obama? I don't think so. Obama's all about the economy and unemployment and the deficit and all that. Where is gas? It's not about Congressman Wiener. Does it hurt his chances? And could that flip a district to a Republican? Well, if that's what you're saying, then I would agree. I would say, yeah, there is that possibility. And here's another one that has nothing to do with politics or scandals or any of that. It comes to us from Illinois. And Dan, listening to us in Illinois, he says, Kate, you often do a little sports segment throughout the show, and I'm wondering why you haven't even talked about the Mavericks. Did you see the game? A huge win for Dirk Nowitzki and his friends. I did not see the game because I was flying into Philadelphia, and I went to the Philadelphia Phillies game. I was getting updates as to what they were doing. And, okay, I'll give them a few seconds here. The Mavericks won Game 4 on Tuesday night, 86-83. And once again, the leading scorer, Dirk Nowitzki, who they count on, he's now Mr. Count On Me, didn't do well in the first three quarters, but he went on to score 10 points in the final period. So he's who they're trying to get the ball to when they need to win down the stretch, and he has to be that guy. So the Mavericks would have gone down 3-1 in this series, but instead now it's tied at 2 apiece. How's that? All right, here's one last one, and this comes to us from Bob listening to us in Wisconsin. I heard you mention the Heat, so I ran to my computer hoping that I could get this in and it would find its way into your hands. It is so hot in Wisconsin. I'm 26 years old, and this is the worst heat I've ever experienced. You mentioned a temperature, I think you said, in the 90s. Let me tell you, you should talk about the heat index. It feels more like 110. Oh, it is tough. It is tough to deal with the heat. When especially it starts to get above 101, 102, and you've got roads buckling. So we come full circle. We're back to the roads buckling. Be careful out there.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell!